السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمد للہ الذی ہدانا لہذا وما کنا لنہتدی لولا ان ہدانا اللہ. اللہم صلی علی محمد عبدک ورسولک وصلی علی المؤمنین والمؤمنات والمسلمین والمسلمات. اللہم الہمنا مراشد امورنا واعذنا من شرور انفسنا اما بعد. اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. ان فی خلق السماوات والارض واختلاف اللیل والنہار والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب. الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, Allah made it possible for me to come to Masjid in Mewal, known as Khanqah Masjid. Many senior ulama had programs in this Masjid, and our senior ulama even had Islahi Jalsas in this Masjid. Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, his son Maulana Mazhar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, and the students and murids of Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi and Maulana Mazhar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum are doing wonderful dini khidmat in different cities and countries of the world, including our city of Durban, our country of South Africa. Whether they are doing imamat, teaching afternoon maktab madrasa, doing arbitration between disputing couples or disputing parties, etc. Not possible for me to mention the names of all the ulama. If I mention the names of some ulama, and I don't mention the names of other ulama in a public platform, they will feel sidelines. So all those that are doing the khidmat of deen, Allah grant us sincerity, acceptance, protect us from hubbe jaan, hubbe maal. And one of the famous kitabs of Hazrat Maulana Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi is Dard-e-Muhabbat. I've got that kitab by me. On a variety of topics, simple lessons, how we can get the love of Allah, how we can get the true love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how we can get the true love of those good actions that will make Allah happy, that will make Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam happy, and make our road to Jannah, paradise, easy. Since it's the Khanqah Masjid, Allah put in my heart to speak on the virtues of Zikrullah, the virtues of reciting Zikrullah. The very famous verse of the Quran from Para 4, Surah Al-Imran, verse number 190 and 191. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verily in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and in the alternation of the night and day, are signs for those who have intelligence and for those who recognize the creator of the skies and creator of the trees, creator of the beautiful plants and flowers that we see, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the pious servants of Allah, those who remember and glorify Allah, recite different types of authentic zikrullah while standing, while sitting, and while reclining, and ponder over the creations of the heavens and the earth, saying, our Rabb, you have not created all this in vain. We glorify your purity, so save us from the punishment of the fire. To recite Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim, لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. These are all wonderful praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah created the sun, Allah created the moon. In the summer months, the sun is little closer to the earth and we get the heat in summer where we have to use the air cons and the fans, etc. And you get the summer fruits. There are certain fruits that need that extra heat of the sun. Allah says, I did not create the sun and the moon in vain. It got purpose behind it. And in the summer month, through the heat of the sun, we get delicious mangoes, watermelons, plums, peaches, different types of fruits. And then in the winter months, we see the citrus fruits, where it gets a bit cold, the oranges, the lemons, the mandarin, etc., that grows in the winter months. And different cities and countries of the world, the sunrise time, the sunset times are different. In the summer months, the days are long. We can read our Asr, Maghrib with ease and comfort. And Isha is late, Fajr is early in the summer months. And the winter month, the nights are long and the days are short. We Asr comes early, 4:15, 4 o'clock, 4:15. Maghrib also comes sometime, 5:10, 5:15. And while we are at work, the time of Salah comes in. So under all circumstances and all seasons, we have to obey the commands of Allah and follow the beautiful sunnah teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the most important is to read our Faraz Salah on its prescribed time. Now Allah Ta'ala says the pious servants of Allah, they make the zikr of Allah in all positions. One is when we come for a daily 5 Faraz Salah to the masjid, we come a bit early, reply to the words of Azan, and we sit waiting for the Faraz Salah. We read our Sunnat Mu'akkadah, 2 Sunnat Mu'akkadah for Fajr, 4 Sunnat Mu'akkadah for Zuhr before the Faraz, and then 2 Sunnat Mu'akkadah after the Faraz. Sunnat Mu'akkadah is that Sunnat which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam read it with emphasis, and we also should also read it. Although it's not equal like Faraz. Faraz got a compulsory way, you become very sinful, and you can even go out of the fold of Islam for missing out a Faraz act or rejecting a Faraz act. May Allah protect our Iman. And Asr also before the Faraz, there's 4 Sunnat Ghair Mu'akkadah. Maghrib, well, there's 3 Faraz, then 2 Sunnat Mu'akkadah, then 2 Nafil. Then Isha, there's 4 Sunnat Ghair Mu'akkadah. And after the Isha Faraz, there's 2 Sunnat Mu'akkadah, 3 Witr Wajib. You can read our Nawafil also. So very, very important. The best place to make zikr is in the state of wuzu with undivided attention away from your job, away from your family members, and you are focusing that now I'm remembering my Allah. And this noor of that zikr enters our heart. Afa man sharaha Allah sadrul islami fahuwa ala noorin min rabbi. When the noor of iman enters the heart, then a desire to do many, many good actions automatically comes into a person. He'll be looking at his watch. What time is Fajr? What time is Zuhr? What time is Asr? What time is Maghrib? From one Salah is waiting for the next Salah. Even his workplace, 12:30 comes, he just now must start getting ready for Zuhr. Asr time comes in his workplace looking at his watch. And this is what Allah loves. That on the day of Qiyamah, there will be 7 categories of people who will be given the shade of the Arsh of Allah on the day of Qiyamah. Among them are those whose heart is attached to the masjid. Doesn't mean that 24/7 you make i'tikaf in the masjid. It means that we go for our necessities to our homes, to our workplaces, but his mind is looking when I can come back for the next salah. And that person who makes the zikr of Allah in privacy and out of the love of Allah, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that zikr makes him cry. The salawat and durood on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the love for Nabi sallam increases, and he said astaghfirullah a few times, feeling remorseful of the sins and the mistakes that hum to gunegar hai. And one Ahlullah was reading one kitab. Whenever he used to make istighfar, he should recite one ayat of the Quran. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. وَكَفَى بِرَبِّكَ بِزْنُوبِ عِبَادِهِ خَبِيرًا بَصِيرًا. When a man is committing a sin or a female committing a sin, Allah has complete knowledge. Nothing is hidden in the knowledge of Allah. What we do in the masjid, outside the masjid, what good action we do in Makkah, Medina, and what bad actions we do out of Makkah, Medina, everything is in the knowledge of Allah. Every city, country of the world, what the Muslims are doing or the non-Muslims are doing, it is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we tempted to do something haram, we said, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Amantu billahi wa rusuli. We go to the marketplaces for our necessities and we recite, La ilaha illallahu wahdahu la sharika lahu, lahul mulku walul hamdu, wa huwa hayyun la yamutu biyadihi alkhair, wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. We get 1 billion rewards. And while walking also, the moment a person makes wuzu at home, and if the masjid is close by, is walking towards the masjid, or even walk towards his vehicle, and coming with the vehicle to the masjid, he makes the zikr of Allah while coming. It's like an haji got his ihram on and going for hajj. And each step we take towards the masjid, a sin is being forgiven, we are getting a reward. And while sitting, reclining on our sofa in our lounge, many of us in South Africa, Allah blessed us with good, comfortable homes. And we sit in the lounge on the sofa and take the tasbih. And he said, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah 100 times. He said, Subhanallah, walhamdulillahi, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah al-azim, 100 times. He said, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, 100 times. Since salawat and durood on Rasulullah, 100 times and more. The 40 durood that is prepared by Sheikh Zakaria, rahmatullah alayhi, is very authentic and got reference. Which hadith kitab? We should recite it every day. Although Thursday night, Friday, we have to increase on our salat and durood on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But every day we should recite some portion of the Quran. Recite Surah Yasin Sharif. Recite 1-2 paras of the Quran, 3 paras of the Quran, 5 paras of the Quran. Allah make our whole day's work easy. After Maghrib, after Isha, we recite Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda. We recite Tabarak Al-Lazi. Allah protect us from the punishment of the grave. We recite Surah Waqiyah, Para 27. Allah give barakah in our sustenance and your earning. And wa'ala junubihim, even when we're reclining on our bed, when we're going to sleep, one is the etiquettes of sleeping is we can make wuzu and sleep. Read 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar. And we put our right hand under the cheek. And then after that, we change position, is understood. Whichever way is comfortable. Sometimes people have the muscular pains on the back, muscular pains on the legs, and they can't sleep on a certain position. So however is comfortable for us according to our age. As we get older, we get knee aches and back aches and sometimes headaches also. So, but in that condition also, you make the zikr of Allah. And sleep is a sister of death. Think one day Allah going to take my soul away and make muraqabah and muhasabah. The Ahlullah say, from morning to evening, what good actions we did, praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what mistakes and wrongs we did, ask Allah for forgiveness. Starting off, ask ourselves, did I read all my salah with jama'ah today, meals? And with jama'ah, did I miss 1 rakat or 2 rakats? Was I there in the masjid azan time or not? And then did I see anything haram? Did I listen anything haram? Did I speak anything haram? May Allah protect us. Hazrat Mawlana Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahman used to emphasize on protecting our gazes from lustful glances, from looking at a ghair mahram woman. Observe the laws of hijab. Avoid going to functions where there'll be no hijab and male and female will be sitting together, etc. Don't go there. See, that other person may have more piety than me, but I'm a gunegar, I'm an insan. I can just melt looking at a ghair mahram woman. And you make salam with a ghair mahram woman, and she replies. And one thing could lead to another. And a sweet conversation with a ghair mahram is adultery with the tongue. Looking at her is adultery with the eyes. And then shaitan in privacy makes us do that haram zina. May Allah protect us. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min fitnatin nisa. Allahumma hassin farji. So wala taqrabu zina innahu kana fahisha wa sa'a sabila. Not go close to adultery, zina. We go to our marketplace for our necessities. We go to the shopping centers for our necessities. We go to the chain stores to buy our clothing, our groceries, etc. But don't go near a cinema, a nightclub, or venues of vice and sin, a casino. These are venues where immoral women hang around to seduce innocent men into adultery and zina. So Ya Allah, you protect us. And those that have children of marriageable age, the parents to monitor the movements of our teenage children. Don't give them the complete freedom. Give them the car keys and let them go wherever they want. They may end up in some haram place and doing something haram. The sin will be on the parents. May Allah protect us. May Allah guide us to obey His commandments and follow the beautiful sunnah teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the next verse is a beautiful dua. رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ مَنْ تُدْخَلِ النَّارَ فَقَدْ أَخْزَيْتَ وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارَ. O our Rabb, indeed you have disgraced the one whom you enter into the fire. There shall be none to help the oppressors. Through sins and through gunas, people go to Jahannam. That will be the disgrace. And in the day of Qiyamah, the people of Jannat will have a conversation with people of Jahannam. And Alam Ya'atikum Nazir, nobody came to remind you, our ulama on a Friday platform or during the course of the week after Inni Faras Salah, they have a Quran tafsir lesson, a fiqh lesson. Our Jamaat brothers have the simple 6 points program. All these programs are to make us concerned of the life after death, that death is definitely going to come. May Allah give me also tawfiq of making tawbah and istighfar and guide us to obey all His commandments and follow the beautiful sunnah teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And aqsiru zikra hazim al-lazzat yani al-mawt. Remember, death is a cutter of pleasures of going towards haram. Kulu washrabu, eat and drink halal. We don't waste, wala tusrifu, don't waste. We make nikah to be protected from zina and adultery. And we don't drink alcohol and haram drinks. Alcohol and drugs takes the intellect of a person away, and then they commit zina or sometimes murder, rape, they steal. Because no money is enough for a drunkard and a drug addict. They end up stealing and robbing to enhance in the haram. May Allah protect us. We are Muslims. And time is up. I'll just conclude with one dua. This dua was recited by Nabi Dawood alayhi salam. And our beloved Rasulullah said, we must also read this dua. Allahumma inni asaluka hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk wa hubba amalu lazi yuqarribuna ila hubbik. Allahumma ajal hubbaka habba ilayya min nafsi wa mali wa ahli wa min al-ma'i al-barid. Ya Allah, put your love in my heart. The love of beloved Rasulullah sallam in my heart. The love of all pious personalities who reminds us of the commands of Allah, who reminds us of the beautiful sunnah teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the love of all the pious personalities, and the loves of those good actions, and the love of the pious Ahlullah must be more beloved to us than drinking cold water on a hot summer day. When Ramzan is in the summer months and we are fasting, and how we wait for that iftar time to drink a beautiful cold water glass or juice or a sherbet. More beloved than that must be to recite the Quran, to read namaz on time, to have love for the ulama and the imams of our masjid, who is teaching our children after maktab madrasas Quran and salah. Love the apas and the molanas who teach our children Quran and Salah, because they are guiding us the road towards Jannah. Allah give me and all of us the tawfiq of practicing. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.